when we're not brought in on the process and it's been a year in the making, we ask, just like the public does, what's going on and is this going to meet the needs of the students?
The voice of the president of the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation, who's got a lot of questions about the changes coming to education in this province. And of course, over the last few days, we've been talking about some stuff that's been rolling out with the province, including more money for math and English help. The bigger news, and certainly buried kind of, is that the province will take more control of the boards and what kids learn, in a sign that they want to go back to basics. And this is part of an omnibus bill that was tabled at the beginning of the week, but it would also standardize training for trustees, board officials. It would standardize performance reports for directors of education, modernize teacher education, make a disciplinary processes more efficient, and get more parents involved. There's also an announcement that they would use surplus school board properties for housing, which I think is really interesting. I won't go into that today because I think it needs a bit more parsing. But the unions will see this as overreach and wonder why they were not consulted. But I think many would say, well, why should they be? But I'll ask Karen Littlewood, who is the president of the Ontario Secondary Schools Teachers Federation, who joins us now. Good to have you, Karen.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
So there are a lot of changes, and certainly we will get more details as they roll out. But what is your primary concern as is of what you've heard?
So this Bill 98 that was introduced, there was an announcement about it on Sunday, and then it was formally introduced on Monday. We do have a lot of questions. You played that clip for me that, just like the public, we have questions when we learn about things in the media. You know, many of those items that you just mentioned need to be done. But what we also need to be doing is investing in the students of the province and making sure that they have what they need in form of support going forward to be successful. In the midst of that announcement on Monday, the grants for student needs were announced. And that's the money that the boards get to be able to fund the entire system, their board. And that was really quietly announced amidst this other announcement full of lots of numbers, and it makes it sound really great. It's almost like, you know, it was planned to try and hide one in the other.
So you're talking about the $180 million. Is that the program you're talking about where they will get math and literature, you know, teachers in or educators in to help kids catch up?
So that was the announcement on Sunday in Bill 98. But then I'm also talking about the grants for student needs, which is the entire budget for education. This time of year, it always gets announced, and then boards look at it and try and figure out how they're going to make ends meet. The $170 million for early reading and math supports, that's great. I heard a quote about 1,000 educators. I didn't specifically hear teachers. Perhaps that was misspoken. But, you know, when we consider that out of that 1,000, 300 are supposed to be math action teams, I'm not sure what that is. I think that's somebody who works at the board level. Hopefully that trickles down to the 4,800 schools across the province. And then 700 are working on language for a new curriculum that no teacher has yet seen.
Yeah, and I don't think that curriculum is ready. I will say, since the announcement, a lot of people have gotten in touch and said, thank you. I just like get, we've got to get back to the basics, reading and writing, not as much activism in the schools. You know, we've got to get these kids caught up and focused. The one area I think, and I'm not sure why it's not more of a conversation, and you might completely disagree, is the boards themselves. We have 72 in this province. Surely to God, we don't need 72. They're bureaucratic heavy. And frankly, I think, you know, free up some of that money. Because when I heard a comment from the board of the TDSB, you know, if we don't get money, I think it was money for pandemic overages, we'll have to make cuts. And I always think to myself, why do the cuts come at the school level? Cut in your own house before you go after the front lines and in the classroom. And we don't hear that. And I know that we can make, you know, cuts to boards themselves or amalgamate some of them. And all that money to me should be going into the classroom.
Yeah, school boards are often a topic of discussion. And, you know, many people agree with you, too, that do we need that other level? We've got elected trustees. When they're elected into a position, do they know what they're going to be doing? They have a four-year term. Do they spend 3.5 years learning what the job is? And then they can finally take action.
Well, we don't need eight people deciding on where to put the pencil sharpener and who we're going to call to put in the... I mean, like, do the unions ever get a voice on this? Because I know that there's fat to trim. And so if that can be part of the conversation, I think it should be. We don't need all of these extra bodies to think about stuff that needs to be done, because I think that's taking away from the classroom.
Well, many of our members would agree with that, too. They look at boards that in many cases are top heavy from our perspective. Perhaps there's a need for everybody, but we're not often brought into those conversations either. School boards used to have a lot of power on their own, but that changed in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And now they're kind of in this position of, we're here and we exist, and what kind of power do we have? And we're not really sure. Other provinces have done away with school boards. The system hasn't fallen apart. But if the government is going to go in a direction like that, we would love to be part of the consultation process going forward, as opposed to a Sunday morning announcement. I'm not saying that's the direction that they're going. It feels like they'd like to take back more control. And if you'll recall, over the last few years, as I've been president, I've asked the Minister of Education and the government to step in and to not allow boards or force boards to try and figure it out on their own. I think we need more leadership from the government in order to be able to direct and make sure that education is equitable across the province, as opposed to each board trying to figure out what they're going to do and how they're going to pay the bills.
Yeah, frankly, I'd like less bureaucrats and more ECE workers to work with the kids, take those strains off. Having said that, we'll see where the conversation goes, but that is an area that I think that if they're going to make these overhauls, I'd like to see that, I think, as part of the conversation, because I do think it's a big, big barrier. Karen,
there's a large group of my ECE members cheering right now that you said that. So thank you, Alex.
Well, that'll be a first, okay? Oh, wow. Okay. Alex Pearson said something they agree with, but I appreciate that. We're on the same page for it. Karen, we'll talk about it again as the details come out, but I do appreciate your time on this.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. We'll talk again.
All right. That's Karen Littlewood with the OSSTF. So I do think there are areas where we can agree, and I think this is an area that should be pushed. Less boards, less bureaucrats, more money in the front lines. We don't need 8 people deciding on a pencil sharpener. It takes one person. And you know what? That one person can also install the pencil sharpener. You know how I know that? Because I do this stuff all the time. And I'm not an expert. But anyone can put up a pencil sharpener. It doesn't require $1,000 and a team of 8. All right?